Ah, yes.
Ah, hello. Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. This is the first time I use the Zoom. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Good, good. Yeah. Nice to hear from you, Bo Cheng. You're from Singapore, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Hello, Brother Teo. Thank you, Brother Teo, for all your help. I'm really, 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 truly blessed for all the Buddha's teaching that you taught us. I just want to share some of the things that I experience.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Actually, I started cultivating very hard prior to the Cameron retreat, which is supposed to be in March. But because of the COVID, we have to cancel it. I started reading the book, the Heart Sutra book. Many times, actually, many times.
Oh, Sadhu. No wonder you can understand after that. Yeah,
yeah, many times. And then, in fact, a lot of things I don't understand, you know, Brother Teo. But some of the things I understand, but now I think if I read again, I will understand more.
Totally different. Yeah, you have.
Yes, it will be totally different. I remember when I read it in 2017, I know maybe 10% of it.
Yeah.
And then over time, it gets better and better.
Correct. That's what it all means. I say, whoever who can understand 10% of what I wrote there, not bad already. Very few. Yes.
Brother Teo, thank you very much. It's my sincere kan'en, you know, from all the teaching. Okay,
you should thank your sister also, Han, where he brought you to me. She really wants to help you at that time.
Yes, correct. Yes, kan'en to everybody actually that helped me. In fact, also Sister Yun Chun also.
Yeah, Yun Chun, yes. She very helpful, yes.
Yes, very helpful, showing me around, you know. So didn't go to the retreat, and then but because of this COVID, right? So I follow everything that Brother Teo taught, you know. All the good advice, you know, having the routine, spiritual routine, and then the five daily contemplation. I do it every day without fail, you know.
Yeah, sadhu, very good.
Yes, thank you. Then comes this COVID-19, right?
Yeah.
So, Brother Teo, for whatever reason, I think of mortality every day, you know.
Oh, yes.
So every breath I breathe in and out, I think of mortality, you know.
Wow, Sadhu.
This COVID-19 is very scary. I say, life is uncertain, death is certain. But then even death is certain, I do not know how and when. It was also uncertain. Yeah. So because of that, I go all out to, you know, learn and cultivate the mindfulness.
Yeah,
you know,
every day.
The urgency is so strong.
Yeah,
I'm so diligent. So by saying all this, I hope the rest of the Dharma brothers and sisters,
they will also wake up. And
yes, we all have to wake up. Somehow I wake up, you know, I wake up during this COVID-19. So it's a blessing in disguise. I woke up. So coming to my meditation, Brother Teo, follow your advice. I do every morning. I wake up, I do. And then I cultivate mindfulness in a day. And then after that, in between, if I have time, I also will do meditate. So this meditate can be sending meditation as I do my shopping.
Shopping.
As I do my shopping.
Progress so fast. Oh, you did all this.
As I buy fruits, I say, I silence my mind and do the picking of the fruits. It's so different.
Yeah, the awareness is there. Your thought is not disturbing you.
Brother Teo,
you
exactly.
You are not choosing. But now you see very clear. Sadhu,
yes, very clear. And then you're so joyful doing it.
So joyful, yes. So happy.
Yes, so light and happy, and you finish your task very fast.
Correct.
Even all the housework I do, especially those very... very difficult one, you dislike one, you do with a silent mind.
Very efficient.
Very happy and very light.
You know why or not?
Yes.
I explained to you, you will know also. Because last time, you carry with you a lot of worry, a lot of burden of thinking. So a lot of this heedless thinking, wrong thought, they actually make you heedless and you are not peaceful, not aware. When you are peaceful and aware and heedful, you are very efficient. That's why my office work or whatever I do, I can do it very efficient. Everywhere yes. I go, after I put in my resignation letter, my bosses or they told me some need 7 engineers to take over what I do, some need 10, including himself. Oh, because that place really, they call it a madhouse. You need 10 engineers there also, cannot finish the work one. But alone, I did it. Because you become very efficient. You become very different. Like you mentioned just now, which is very good. There is clarity. Yeah. And everything is like so light, so happy, so beautiful. That's why I go and buy fruits also become so different because you decide to be aware while you choose. And this yes. is not acting out it because you do your daily religious routine, then your spiritual faculty develop. And the other thing that help you is the contemplation on death, marana nusati. You actually doing that without you realizing it, but it is powerful. That one will give you the urgency. Like you say, life is uncertain. Death is
certain.
Yes,
but
anytime it can happen because karma, you cannot really predict or say anything unless you have already become great beings through cultivator. Then you know you will have that window of time to cultivate. But for normal people, you cannot say it can happen anytime. That's why death is certain, life is uncertain. So marana nusati is the daily by contemplation and contemplation on death. The Buddha actually advised the monk at that time to do so that you have the urgency, because this body is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and finally die one day. So while you are still young, while it can still serve you, you better make full use of it before it's too old, too sick, and too fragile to actually help you or bring about the condition for you to cultivate and to meditate. So this urgency can bring forth the faith and you will go all out to do it. And the good thing is, the blessing in disguise because of the MCO and your good karmic conditioning means the time has come, the condition has matured and it has reached the point of we call it ripening of condition. That's how you will be able to go and read the Heart Sutta again. And you are the very few that really read the Heart Sutta many times. People like Song also, he has read until he's like an encyclopedia. That's why he keep on telling a lot of Kayamita. Whatever you want to know, you go to the Heart Sutta. They are all there. It's very beautiful. Even this Sister Alicia, they know also, and many Kayamita, they know the Heart Sutta is very, very complete, comprehensive. Even Sister Lee, they all, and we, they all may know. So, yeah. So, go back to the Heart Sutta. Whatever you don't understand, read, like what you have done, Song has done. Read it many times. Because unless you go into the meditation, unless you do the reflection, the contemplation, and the cultivation, all the Dhamma inside there, it can never surface until you have done the cultivation, the reflection, the contemplation. Then you just be simple, follow instruction. Don't try to use your knowledge and all those things. Read slowly. Develop a clear understanding, then reflect, contemplate, then understand, then only do. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. So you have actually done well. Huh? My nature rejoices. For saying, yes,
Sadhu. I also want to share about the meditation that I do. So because of this, right, So my meditation, I just follow the four support.
Yeah.
So relax and then awareness. Yeah.
Yes.
So I able to go into this silent mind, you know, this pure awareness in a very short time.
Yes.
Yes. Within like half hour, I'm into the awareness, you know, the pure awareness.
Correct.
And then,
very good.
And then so many times, you know. So after that, I the one time that I had this sitting, it was really awakening. Let me explain what happened. Okay. So I was in this meditation, just relax and then aware, maintain awareness.
Yes.
And then I can feel that the pure awareness arises like a shift of, you all mentioned.
Ah, shift of consciousness. Shift, yes.
Like you drop into something like that, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You fall into this pure awareness, right. Something.
Yes. The suddenly mind, the mind like become very quiet, very still.
Yes, yes. You fell into this stillness.
Yeah.
Stillness and calmness and tranquil mind, right?
Tranquil mind.
You can, the awareness is so sharp, so clear. You can see the breathing in and out. The arising and falling, arising
correct.
And falling.
Yes.
Yes. So sharp.
Yeah.
So sharp,
everything sharp, become very clear.
Yes. Then after that, it dropped automatically into the heart, you know.
Yes. Sadhu. Stay there.
Yes. Then it has the heartbeat. Pop.
Yes.
But after that, the amazing thing happened. The heart, for whatever reason, it opened up into a tunnel, you know.
Wow, sadhu.
Yes.
Then the energy will go in.
Yes, yes. And then you feel very soothing, very soothing, very soothing.
Yeah, that is the gateway, sadhu, to you.
So you're very soothing and then you just continue, you know, until it goes away, you know.
Yes, until like you completely without thought.
Yes, yes. It's all the time no thought, all the time no thought, no mental hindrance. So it just disappear, and then after that, it just very, very quiet and still, and then aware, and then suddenly, your tactile, you can feel your tactile, you know.
Yeah, yeah, very clear.
Very clear, very clear, very clear, and then arise and pass away, you know.
Ah, sadhu.
So after that, that is like awareness, nothing else, no thought, no mental hindrance.
Just the awareness nature, sadhu to you. Wow, beautiful.
So, so it was so amazing.
Yeah, then later on, you will realize that thing that flow in like a tunnel and all those things, it will melt inside there one. Actually, it's very soothing like you described.
Yeah, it opened up.
It become pure energy. Pure energy. Then you know what happened after that. It will heal you.
Oh, heal me.
Okay. Whatever problem you have in your physical body during this period, it will start to heal. Then you will experience that perfect health in you. Like your body is completely different. That pure energy will heal everything. So you just trust. Trust is very important. You listen. Trust means no interference from the thought. You don't even try to be curious, understand?
Yes.
You just let it do. Then sometimes it can be like it will move to the place where it need to activate that so-called chakra or whatever. Don't worry about the word. You will know one. Then the byproduct is gas. And the gas, no smell one, don't worry. Then you fart a lot later on, which is very good. Sadhu.
So actually, all this happened naturally. I did nothing, you know. I just aware throughout, you know.
Correct. Yeah, because your awareness nature has developed until that stability. That's why you can do it. Wow,
it was so stable, so stable. The sati is like so stable all the way. Just no thought, no mental hindrance. Just aware. People until off finish.
Yes, people can't even have 1 minute or a few seconds of no thought. You can do the whole session.
It was more than 1 hour session.
Yes.
No thought throughout, you know.
Yeah. Later on, you can go for a few hours if you want to.
Okay.
But don't worry. Just relax and maintain awareness.
So it's just everything done auto, you know.
Yeah, auto. And you will understand many things on your own. Yeah.
Yes.
That's why now you read the Heart Sutta again. you will become very different, very, very different.
Yeah. And then very funny thing is when I silent my mind, I can see what is going on, you know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
I can see what happened in the meditation also.
Yes, right? Everything. Huh? Later
yeah,
on,
yeah,
you
yeah.
go into your sleep.
Yeah. When I sleep yeah. also, I'm meditating, you know, brother.
Yeah. Wow, Sadhu, you can
yeah.
do that. It's very
so,
good. Yeah.
All these things happen in the past weeks, you know.
Oh, sadhu to you.
So it's really amazing, you know.
Yeah, very amazing. Oh, sadhu.
Yeah, I also cannot believe it, you know.
Yeah, because you have your past.
Yeah. I really can earn very grateful,
yeah,
sincerely
yeah,
grateful to you for
rejoice, huh?
for yeah. your for all the teaching, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
you,
amazing,
you, really
you know.
Did it very well, I think.
So it's a blessing in disguise,
yeah,
that
yeah.
I didn't go anywhere, just stay at
yes,
home, do
yes,
all these
yes,
things,
yes.
you know.
Meant to be, yeah. I
yes.
think you will progress very, very fast.
Yeah, it all happens without me knowing, you know, brother.
Yeah, without you knowing what. That's why I say
yes.
no need to know. The
yeah, no need to know.
Understanding will come by itself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. No wonder you can describe the thing earlier on when you send to me the text. A
yes.
Ago.
I also very amazed by all this, you know.
Yeah.
Sadhu. So, I really have no words to
yeah.
say my gratitude to
it's
you.
It's beyond
you.
Words. But
yes, it's beyond.
Inside there.
Yes.
The joy. You will feel it deep inside your nature.
Yes, yes, yes. It's really beyond thought, beyond mind. You know?
Yeah, beyond thought, beyond mind, completely.
Yeah.
That's why to realize that nature so deeply and so profoundly is not easy.
Yes, it is so sharp awareness
yes.
that you cannot believe. You
correct,
know?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And then outside of meditation, I can also, in the silent mind, can recall, can see all these things without words,
yes.
you know.
Correct, without
and
words.
Understand it.
Oh.
And understand it.
Yes, sadhu. Wow. You
yeah.
really very well. Sadhu.
Thank you.
Thank you for checking. Oh, let us rejoice.
Yes.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
Very good, very good. This is the best gift to my nature.
Yes, thank you, Brother Teo. Yes, that's what I want to share with you.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, because this is really a gift returning to you for
yeah,
all
yeah,
your
yeah.
teaching, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and the patience. And sometimes you actually, I don't mind you telling us off sometimes, like, you know,
yeah.
Pushing us, you know, pushing
you,
us to
wake
us up. It really help,
yeah.
you know, really help,
kick, yes.
kick us, you know, kick
correct.
Us really hard. Yeah, it helps me, you know. I'm not the type that worry about this. So, Brother Teo, can earn.
Yeah, can
and
earn.
Mrs. Teo also for taking
yeah.
care of Brother Teo, you know, and also all Kayamitas in doing this video
yeah.
conferencing.
Yeah.
I get to share and participate. Thank you very much.
Sadhu.
Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
I like to continue this path and.
Sure.
And I hope Brother Teo can teach me more.
No. You will
yeah.
progress very fast. After this, you can understand very fast.
Yeah.
You,
but
you,
a lot of things just happen without me knowing, you know.
Yeah. You even move faster than what Kaiwen has done, Chong. I thought Chong already quite exceptional, but you move even faster. Where
yeah.
you meet here, the timing has come. You have
yeah.
in the past.
Yeah, Brother Teo, I was very, very diligent, you know.
Yeah.
I want to live in vain and then without
yeah.
Doing anything, and Brother Teo is here, so that's
yeah.
why it pushed me very hard.
So you make full use of that window and you
yes.
are able to do it. Your contemplation on death, Maranatha-sati,
yeah.
also help.
Then
you
what
follow
other...
exactly what I advise you.
Yes, yes. Yes, without fail, I follow
yeah.
your advice.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, like Brother Teo always tell us, you know, our mind is so quick. Yes,
yeah.
I can see my mind now so quick, and then
yeah.
I can stop the mind from doing a lot of bad
correct.
Things, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can be at the moment of perception,
yes.
feeling. It
yes.
just sits there. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. It stopped there. Cannot move.
I cannot
you know?
Move. What? Oh,
yeah, yeah. I cannot move, you know.
That's why all this, unless you do, you can never understand.
Yes. Last time we don't understand what you're talking.
You just stay there, huh?
Now I fully understand.
Actually, without sound, without word, it will stay there. Feeling, your feeling.
Yes. And you also know what caused it.
What caused it? Everything you can know.
Yes. Well, but very scary, huh? Some of the conditioning that you have is so bad, huh?
Yes. Now you start to see that.
Yes.
You start to understand that.
Yes.
But a lot of deluded, heedless living beings never see that. That's why they don't understand. They don't know how heedless and deluded they are.
Yes, correct.
So miserable.
Yes.
How they suffer without understanding. That's why now with this awareness, you can see so clearly, understand so clearly. That's the reason why my nature, when it manifests to share, the compassion, the love, the understanding keep on pouring out. Because that is what Maitreya wanted me to share with the world. And you are the first one that went so far.
Thank you,
Radhatio.
I think if everybody put in effort, they can do it. Because if I can do it, everybody can do it.
What you say is very true. It's not something impossible. But you are like any normal cultivator. In fact, you came later. You came 2017.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
thank you so much for your sharing. It will give a lot of confidence and faith to Kanyamita.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Brother Teo.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice again. Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.
Okay. We have to end. Thank you so much.
Yes.
For sharing. Thank you.
Yes.